This is Chris Voss from the record company. You're listening to Devil Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. We've gone down a couple tangents today. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is the record company playing right now. They're playing at the Sylvie tonight in Madison. They're gonna kick your ass. It's going to be fantastic. Go check it out. If you want to hear a little bit more about Chris Voss, I did an interview with him with my buddy Chris Black on our show On the Bus, the podcast. You can check that out at devilradio927.com, On the Bus podcast.
And Chris Black, your buddy that you do that great podcast with, introduced me to the record company back at a Summer of Love party at the Jade Monkey earlier this summer. Been jamming to them ever since.
Yeah, they got a great bass line that just makes your butt scooch.
Yeah, and very good driving music, like we've talked about on the show before. If you just want some songs to, you know, go cruising around to, the record company very much fits in that category.
I'm a huge fan. So where we left you off, we were just talking about government surveillance, and specifically in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. It was mentioned that they were using a lot of drone surveillance and government surveillance with drones in that situation. So I want to know what you think. 844-967-2789. How far is too far? The technology that we know about is what we, you know, can imagine. But historically, there has been stuff the government already has that, you know, let's say the public doesn't know about. So that's been the case so far. So I don't see any reason to think that it's going to be different afterwards. But let's see what you think. Let's see what Dick from Madison thinks. How you doing, Dick? What's going on, man?
Real good, guys. One question I got about this whole thing with Rittenhouse is, what kind of a mother would drive a 17-year-old across state lines with an assault weapon? I mean, that's all I need to know about this case.
A mother that was applauded by Rebecca Clayfish and friends at the Moms for Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah, and they ought to have dropped the net over that room, too, and taken them out for surveillance. They all belong in the rubber wall motel in my mind. I mean, that is just insanity. Total insanity. That she, I mean, she's culpable, as far as I'm concerned. She needs to go to jail, too.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, let's say, enabling that went on there, Dick.
This is why
I haven't been watching the trial in there, because again, I only have the intensity of a thousand suns for a couple things. Thanks for the call, Dick. I appreciate it. Let's go to our friend Chris in Poinette. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Glorious.
You were talking about the possibility of drones.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked up drone swarms?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what the book Prey by Michael Crichton explores, the wonderful possibilities of swarms of drones, and especially, let's say, nanoscopic, microscopic drones.
Right. With nuclear possibilities.
I don't know about that, but that's fun.
No,
please tell me more, Chris.
It exists. Look up drone swarms. They put grams of nuclear possibilities on drones and send out tens of thousands at one time.
Man.
You guys are just making... See, this is why sometimes we got to regulate which tangents we go down, because this is going to keep me up at night now.
No, but because again, you think about it and you're like, oh my God, is that... is like, you think about what is possible and you think about what is real. And again, you think about... I'm pretty sure that anybody who had thought about nuclear weapons at this point, we've gone down that road long enough that we realize that's a zero-win sum, right?
Well, we don't need nearly as many as the ones that we've made. And we appreciate your call, Chris. Thanks for calling in this afternoon. But yeah, I mean, just to think of the nuclear... I mean, the one thing I think you're right is science fiction going down these roads and talking about these things are some of those interesting.
Well, also historically, science fiction has usually paved the way as far as the general idea of how things work.
Right.
We Reagan named the defense system Star Wars.
Yeah. But in the 80s, Star Wars was already a movie.
Yeah.
So he was. I still don't. I'm a pretty young
guy.
I'm
talking about,
I don't know,
everything from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea to, you know, stuff that Da Vinci was coming up with. And Asimov has done that. Yeah. Let's go with Annie in Watertown. How you doing, Annie?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the drones, I never thought about them, are driving over Summerfest and stuff. It replaces kids now who lose their jobs. Back in about 1980, my brother-in-law went down with some friends, and they were sitting by the lake on the rocks, and my brother-in-law hands just a tiny little roach to his friend. You know, I was ready to flick it away, but, oh, okay, here. And all of a sudden, these little kids, like teens, come running up and bust them. So a drone would work the same way, I guess. And all those little kids are out of a job.
So you're saying they're going to replace the kids at 21 Jump Street?
Yeah. Well, it seemed like they were, you know, like 12, 14. Yeah.
Wow. That's... So, I mean, well, technology changes. You got to go and, you know, the poor street ears are going to be, you know, out on their, wait, they're already there in the first place. I'm assuming that's how they got the job.
But
no, you're talking about surveillance. I mean, you're surveilling in one way, shape, or another. What's going to hold up in court is what you got to say. But we got to go and define these things for our society.
Yeah, I think it's just an aspect that I was not really thinking about, and maybe I guess I got to consider it and read more up on it and learn more about what's going on in this regard, because this has been going on for some time now. I mean, Ferguson was 7 years ago. We're talking about had these planes with drone surveillance capabilities.
You want to stay up tonight? I know we only have a minute and a half left, but... Yeah. What about deepfakes, man? You ready for deepfakes?
That's gonna.
Are you
be
gonna be ready for deepfakes?
No,
buddy?
I won't, Brian.
Because there's stuff that you can't even.
No, and that technology is getting better and better every day too. So it's getting like scarier and scarier because somebody could FaceTime me and it be you, but not be you, and that's pretty scary.
Going back to the beginning, you know the movie Dune I talked about, reference the beginning. That movie is set way in the future. After a war against the artificial intelligence that they created, and they went back to a feudal system afterwards amongst the planets and the stars. So we have that to look forward to in 10,000 years.
Great.
Right?
Great. Really looking forward to it.
Once the AI destroys us. Or we could go with the Terminator timeline.
Yeah.
Or we could go with the Matrix timeline.
You can do it all.
There's so many different possibilities with artificial intelligence. But from what I understand, going back to Frankenstein, usually you might want to be careful with stuff, the technology you create, because apparently it comes back to kill you.
Yeah. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We promise not to come back and kill you, but you can tune in tomorrow for another great show.